Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Strings till it sings in my memory. The simplest kind of a strain is bound to remain in your heart if it takes you way back to the past. It's the kind of a song that will last. The words to the tune seem to say what you're thinking of. Just sing the words to the girl and she'll fall in love. And when you're holding her tight, you'll find I'm as right as can be. She'll be glad she fell to a beautiful melody. Seem to say what you're thinking of. Just sing the words to the girl and she'll fall in love. And when you're holding her tight, you'll find I'm as right as can be. She'll be glad that you fell to a beautiful melody. She'll be glad that she fell to a beautiful melody.
This morning we're going to be listening to recordings made by one of the finest vocalists from our time period, and that is, as you've just heard, Helen Forrest. We have a special edition every year on this day, the first Sunday in September, celebrating her work and that gorgeous voice. Well, Helen is remembered particularly for the warmth of her voice, but also for those extraordinary interpretive skills and that phrasing. And she did a wonderful job in bringing lyrics to the music of the bands during the swing era and beyond. Well, she started out her career during the swing era, and she sang with several of the finest big bands that flourished then. And she went on to have a very successful solo career for decades to come. Well, Helen was born in Atlantic City on April the 12th, 1917. She began singing in her teens, actually, with the band led by her brother, and that was in Washington, D.C. In 1938, she joined the band being led at the time by Artie Shaw, and was following on from another very famous singer, and that was Billie Holiday. Well, Helen was quite different in style from Billie Holiday, but she very quickly established her credentials with the band, showing that gorgeous voice and those wonderful talents with lyrics. We'll hear two recordings that she made with the Artie Shaw Orchestra in the late 1930s. From 1938, we'll hear her and the band in Simple and Sweet. And then the following year, we'll hear them with a Cole Porter number, When Love Beckoned. Here's Helen Forrest with the Artie Shaw Orchestra and two recordings from the 1930s.
Soul.
try to surmise my terrific surprise when love beckons in 52nd Street. Oh, I thought a breeze would appear in the trees and sing something tender and sweet. But how could it sing with a band playing swing when love beckons in 52nd Street? Now when we want to coo, country lanes are taboo, and old West 52 is our favorite beat when we're on our feet. So you can bet I shall never forget that mad second when I first reckoned that love beckoned in 52nd Street.
Helen Forrest with two numbers, recorded with the Artie Shaw Orchestra in the late 1930s. We heard her with Simple and Sweet, and then with When Love Beckoned. Well, as I mentioned, we are celebrating the work of Helen Forrest today, one of the loveliest singers around in the previous century. And we're into 1939 now, and she moved on at this point to the band led by Benny Goodman, who was doing pretty well at the time. And she stayed with them for a couple of years. While she was there, their collaboration produced some very nice music. Goodman at this point was moving on a little bit from the enormous success of his swing band into a more broadly based style, and is helped along particularly by arrangers like Fletcher Henderson and Eddie Sota, and amongst the many fine female vocalists on his roster, Helen Forrest certainly ranks among the best of them. We'll hear two recordings from this time. First, from 1940, their interpretation of the lovely Walter Donaldson, Johnny Mercer number, Mr. Meadowlark. And then from 1941, we'll hear them with a number written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen called It's Always You. So two numbers from Helen Forrest with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. We'll hear first Mr. Meadowlark, and then It's Always You.
Meadowlark, back, we've got an awful lot of serenading to do. Mr. Meadowlark, I'm just a city slicker, and I'm counting on you. He's got a country gal who whistles, my whistle is thin. So when I begin, that's where you come in. Oh, Mr. Meadowlark, if you should cop a gander when he's kissing this chick, needless to remark, I hope you'll have the decency to exit, but quick. If Mrs. M thinks you're outstepping, I'll make it all right. Mr. Meadowlark, meet me in the dark
listening to. I've heard that song before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning we're listening to recordings made by Helen Forrest. Very fine vocalist from the 20th century, I guess you'd have to say. She started out in about the late 1930s, and her career went on for decades. We just heard her from the early 1940s with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. It's Always You, written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen. And before that, Mr. Meadowlark, from the very fine songwriting team of Walter Donaldson and Johnny Mercer. Oh, we're going to move on to 1941 and two recordings that Helen Forrest made with her third band leader, the third band that she sung with at this time, and that's Harry James. Well, she spent 2 years with the James Orchestra, and they had some very big hits together. It was actually during this time that she was voted the top female performer in the United States. Well, we were moving at this point out of the swing era and into more mainstream work by the big bands, and Harry James, as part of this move, he's tended to give a higher profile to his vocalists than perhaps Benny Goodman and Shaw and the early big bands had done. And he also used some very specially prepared arrangements. And the combination of that rich, warm voice from Helen and Harry James' unique style, in particular with his trumpet, well, they resonated very much with the fans during those early war years. She had two pretty memorable years with Harry James. We're going to hear two recordings, as I mentioned, from 1941. And we'll hear first a Julie Stein, Frank Lesser piece. And that's called I Don't Want to Walk Without You. And we'll follow that up with the song Make Love to Me, written by Kim Gannon, Paul Mann, and Stephen Weiss. So two more recordings from the lovely voice of Helen Forrest along with the Harry James Orchestra, and we'll start with I Don't Want to Walk Without You.
Thank you.
instead of making conversation, make love to me, make love to me, my darling. While there is still a moment, must I extend an invitation, oh, make love to me, make love to me, my darling. Tonight will end so soon. There are moments when my lips are but tonight my lips are only for caressing. But how about you? Before the mood that I'm in changes, make love to me, make love to me, my darling. I'm so in love with you.
We just heard from Helen Forrest with the Harry James Orchestra, I Don't Want to Walk Without You. And we also heard Make Love to Me, both from 1941. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We are celebrating the work of Helen Forrest today. She of the gorgeous voice sang with some of the big bands and then went on to have a long and very successful solo career. We're focusing on her at the earlier part of her career. I think we started out in 1938 and we're going to go as far as 1950 this morning. She just had a gorgeous voice. She's so warm and easy with her lyrics. She makes it seem effortless, and perhaps it was for her. Well, Helen left the Harry James Orchestra in 1943 and then she set out on that solo career that I mentioned, as I said. This continued well into the 1990s. That's a pretty impressive career by any standards. Well, we're going to hear some work she did in 1945, 1946, the mid-1940s, with a colleague of hers, a male vocalist, and that's Dick Hames. I believe he had also sung with the Harry James Orchestra and possibly with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. I'm not sure. But he had a very rich, warm baritone and went on to have a good solo career as well. Well, in the 1940s, he was, for a time, host of a radio show on Saturday nights. This is what you heard on your radio. Isn't that great? And Helen often appeared on the show with Dick Hames around this time. And, of course, they performed duets on the show. And they also recorded quite a few of them separately, and we'll hear a couple of those this morning. From 1945, we're going to listen to Oh, What It Seemed to Be, and that's written by Benny Benjamin, Frankie Carl, and George David Weiss. And then Oh, a favorite song of mine. It's been performed by so many, and I'm thinking of one by Bing Crosby, and I think it's, I'm not quite sure, Patti Page. Till We Meet Again. Dick Hames and Helen Forrest recorded this in 1946. It was written by Richard Whiting with lyrics by Raymond Egan. So here we'll have Dick Hames and Helen Forrest, two duets, and we'll start with Oh, What It Seemed to Be.
It was just a neighborhood dance, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball, with costumes and all, 'cause you were at the dance with me.
It was just a ride on a train, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars, 'cause you were on the train with me.
And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me.
It was the promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me.
Now it was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair, with everyone there, 'cause you brought all the world to me.
And when I kissed you, it was more than just a thrill for me.
It was a promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me.
It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair, with everyone there,
'cause you said, yes, I do. Said adieu when the clouds roll by, I'll come to you.
Then the skies will seem more blue down in Lover's Lane, my dear one. Wedding bells will ring so merrily.
Every tear will be a memory, so wait and pray each night for me till we meet again.
Said adieu When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you.
And the skies will seem more blue down in Lover's Lane, my dear one. Wedding bells will ring so merrily.
Every tear will be a memory.
So wait and pray each night for me.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CKHUO FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Just been listening to Helen Forrest and Dick Hames from the 1940s. They brought us two duets, Till We Meet Again from 1946, and they also joined us with Oh, What It Seemed to Be. And that's part of this morning's edition of the I've Heard That Song Before, the first Sunday in September, Labor Day weekend. Oh, it's the beginning of, well, we're not quite into fall yet, but it is a kind of a turning point, I guess. Still, it's lovely weather out there, and not quite the end of summer yet. Well, on this first Sunday in September, as I started to say, we celebrate the work of this performer, and we've got quite a few more songs left for you this morning. And they're taken from what we're going to listen to now are a series of songs that she recorded in 1949-1950, and on total I think she made about 50 transcriptions of music in New York. The collection was made for the World Program Service, which also functioned under the World Broadcasting System. And these are a particularly fine example of Helen Forrest's style. I think they're amongst her nicest recordings. She's accompanied by the Carmen Dragon Orchestra, and I think he probably did something with the arrangements as well. And they showcase her voice beautifully in some lovely love songs. Well, I think we've got, we'll see how much time we have. We've got seven here, and they're quite short songs. They're all around 2 minutes long, so we should be able to get through most of them. And we're going to start in 1949 with a song written by Richard Whiting and Leo Robin called My Ideal. Then we'll hear from the Gershwin brothers, George and Ira, and Helen will bring us Embraceable You. And then also from 1950, a song written by Helmi Kresser and Carol Loveday, That's My Desire. So three more songs from Helen Forrest, and here she is with the Carmen Dragon Orchestra, My Ideal.
Find the boy in my mind, the one who is my ideal. Maybe he's a dream, and yet he might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize him by and never even know that he is my ideal? Mm-hmm. sweet embrace. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me.
Just gorgeous. Helen Forrest from 1950. That's My Desire. And we also heard Embraceable You and My Ideal. All made for the World Broadcasting System and the World Program Service. Well, I think we have time for four more of those. I do think these are a lovely example of Helen's art. Her voice is very much developed now. Well, she always had a lovely voice, but it's she's about, I think, 12, 13 years into her career at this point. Full marks, too, to Carmen Dragon and his orchestra, and they do a beautiful job of accompanying Helen on these ones. Well, we're going to hear three more just coming up, and again, from 1950, How High the Moon. Nancy Hamilton and Morgan Lewis wrote that one. We'll follow that up with an Irving Berlin number, They Say It's Wonderful. And we'll also hear from the pens of Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Three more recordings from Helen Forrest.
Somewhere there's music, I'll faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still my heart, how high the moon. Somewhere there's music. Darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still my heart, how high the moon. That falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful, so they say. And with a moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Tell me, I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand. And the thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way, so they say. But I'd hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Yes, I forgive you, 'cause I can't.
devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist. I come running back for more. Oh, I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. But when you come a-knockin' at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist. I come running back for more. Oh, I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
And you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUL 89.1 FM. We have been listening this morning to the work of Helen Forrest, lovely singer from the 1930s through to the 1990s. We have one more recording from Helen this morning, taken from her set of transcriptions for the World Program Service. And get to that in just a second. Do please stay with us. Randy will be joining you in just a few minutes with some great jazz coming up for 2 hours of great jazz. Do please join us. Hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. And thanks again for joining me today. And we'll hear from Helen Forrest, 1950. Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh wrote the song, and it's called I Can't Give You Anything But Love.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets were worth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything but love. Love, baby, that's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while and scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for, gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets were worth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well,